Today's Amud is Beitza Lamed Hei Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom, by the words Ki Asa Ravin. So we're really still in the middle of a discussion with regards to the halachos of Meiser. So we mentioned already a couple times that in order for something to be chayiv midaraisa and shumas and meisers, so two conditions need to be fulfilled. Number one is that the fruit themselves have to be nigmar malachdan. Number two is that it has to go into the house, or at least into the chatzar. If any one of these two preconditions are missing, so then the food midaraisa is not chayiv and meiser, and a person could eat from it. Midarabanan, we said a person's only allowed to have an achilas arai. He's only allowed a snack from the food. If only one of the conditions, or for sure, if none of the conditions were met, so then midaraisa, a person could eat from it completely. Midarabanan, he's only allowed to have a snack. Again, it's only becomes chayiv midaraisa, and then you're not allowed to have a snack if both conditions, it's nigmar malachton, and it goes into the house if both of these conditions are met. Having said that, we mentioned that the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is that there are certain things which even by a fruit which wasn't nigmar malachton is able to give it chashivas, then now you're not allowed to snack from it. Number one, we said, Rabbi Eliezer said, if you take off truma, if a person takes off truma early, it wasn't yet nigmar malachton, so it wasn't yet chayiv in trumas and meisers, but a person went ahead early and he took off truma, so now that he took off truma, that shows a certain chashivas to the food, like kilu, it's a finished product. And now it's going to be chayiv and trumas and meisers, and he's not allowed to even snack from the food. A second exception we mentioned is Shabbos. If a person has food that was left out to dry, and it's not completely dry, even if we get rid of the muksa issue, a person, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a person is not allowed to snack on the food on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, there's no such thing as a snack. Eating on Shabbos is so chashuv. Nothing's considered arai. Memela, you're not allowed to snack from it on Shabbos. Shabbos has the power to be kaivas, the chi of trumas and meisers, even on something which wasn't nigra malachta. So now says our Gemara, Ki Asa Ravin, when Ravin came back to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said that he had heard in the shir from Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, that Echad Shabbos, Ve'echad Truma, Ve'echad Chatzar, Ve'echad Mekach, all these different things like Shabbos, Truma, Chatzar, Mekach, we'll discuss each one independently, each one of these things, Kulon Ein Kaivin Ela B'davar Shenigmra Malachta. They're not exceptions to the rule. In all these things, it does not have the power to be kaivas unless it's something which was nigmar malachton. So it's somewhat of an exception. It could replace bringing it into your house. But it only, these four activities, Shabbos, Truma, Chatzar, and Mekach, only has the ability to be kaivas, achiyat trumas and maestros, on something which was nigmar malachton. Not if it was let out to dry and it's not yet fully dry. On something which was not nigmar malachton. These things could only be kaivay achiyat on something which was nigmar malachton. So now the Gemara assumes, rightfully so, that the fact that Ravin felt the need to say this chiddush in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that these four things can only be kaivas achiyev on something which was nigmar malachton, it must be that there's someone who is coming to be lafuke. It must be there's someone who holds that by each one of these four things, achiyev meiser is generated even on something which was not nigmar malachton. So the Gemara is going to speak out by each one now who Rabbi Yochanan was coming to be lafuke. So says the Gemara first, Shabbos, the fact that he said that Shabbos could only be kaivas achiv on something which was nigmar malachton, is la'afuke mida Hillel, it's coming to be a'afuke, that which Hillel taught, the Tani we learned in the Braisa, ha'ma'amir peiris mimakum l'makum lektzis, if a person gathers some fruit together, in order to lay them out to dry, so they're not nigmar malachton, because he's laying them out to dry, v'kidei shaleya na'yayim, and then it becomes Shabbos, so Amar Rav Yehuda, Hillel la'atzmai aser. So Rav Yehuda said over, that Hillel asered it. Now he said, Hillel la'atzmai aser, means that Hillel himself, he's a das yachid. Really everybody holds that it does not become aser, you still are allowed to snack from it. Hillel is a das yachid, he held that no, you're not allowed to snack from it anymore, because Shabbos is able to be kaivas, even though it wasn't nigmar malachton. So we see that Hillel holds of this shita that Shabbos could be kaivas even by something which was not nigra malachton. And Rabbi Yochanan was afuke Hillel. He was going like everybody else who argues on Hillel and says that no, Shabbos could only be kaivas on something which was nigra malachton. Now Tosfos picks up on the fact that we just had in the previous sugya that there was a shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos could be kaivas on something which was not nigra malachton. So why doesn't the Gemara say La Fuke Mida Rabbi Eliezer? Why are we jumping to a new Shita, the Shita of Hillel? Just stick with the one we mentioned already until before, La Fuke Rabbi Eliezer. The Tosis points out that anyways the Halacha typically does not follow Rabbi Eliezer, so there's not as much of a Chiddush to say La Fuke Mida Rabbi Eliezer, because generally the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer. I believe there's only four exceptions. And therefore, the Gemara over here says La Fuke Hillel. And that's what Shabbos was coming to be laf, okay? Continues the Gemara. Chatzar, this the Rabbi Yochanan said, that Chatzar could only be kaivas, achi, trumas, and maisus on something which was nigmar of malachdon, is lafuke mit Rabbi Yaakov. That now we learned in the Mishnah, hamavir te'inim bechatzeroi liktsois, if a person brings some figs, he spreads out some figs in his chatzar in order to dry them out. So again, so it's not nigmar malachdon, and it's inside his chatzar. So banavu b'nei beiso oichle mehen arai upatura mina maiser. So the Tan of this Mishnah says that it does not become chayiv and shumas and maisers. People could still snack from it. It's pata from maiser. However, v'tanya Allah, we learned in the Braisa that this din is really subject to machlokas tanoim. That Rabbi Yaakov mechayiv Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda pater. The Rabbi Yaakov was taka mechayiv achiv shumas and maisers. He held that the chatzar could be kayvas achiv even on something which wasn't nigmar malachton. So Rabbi Yochanan is teaching like the Stam Mishnah in Lafuke Rabbi Yaakov. Truma, this that Rabbi Yochanan said that Truma cannot be kaveh achiv of Chumas and Maisers on something which was not Nigmar Malachdan, is Lafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer. So that's coming to be Lafuke Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanaim, we learned in the Mishnah that Perei Shatarmun actually Nigmar Malachdan, if a person takes off Truma from something which was not yet Nigmar Malachdan, Rabbi Eliezer Iser Lachomen Arai V'chachamim Matirin. So Rabbi Eliezer says you can't snack from it anymore once you took off Truma, so that shows it's Kilu like it's Nigmar, even though it wasn't. And now it's Chayiv and Trumas and Maisers, and you're not allowed to snack from it. The Chachamim say it's Mutter, you are allowed to snack from it. So you see, it's Rabbi Yochanan who said that the chatzar can only be kaivas achiv on something which was nigmar malachton, is Zafuke Rabbi Eliezer, who said that it could even be kaivas achiv on something which was not nigmar malachton. And Rabbi Yochanan was siding with the Chachamim. In Mekach, the fourth and final case was Mekach. So what's this case of Mekach? Kedetanya, like we learned in Abraisa, halakeach te'enim me'am aretz. Let's say Reuven, he goes to the store, and he buys some figs from an am aretz, in a place where most people, with their figs, they press them into fig cakes. And he bought the figs before it was pressed into a cake. So this fig was not nigmar malachtan. And he bought it from an am haaretz. So the halacha is oichem hen arai. He's allowed to continue snacking from it, from the figs, because even though he did a sale with it, and a sale sometimes we find that it's able to be kaivas achiv trumas and meisers. That's only if it's nigmar malachtan. This was not nigmar malachtan because it wasn't yet made into a cake, and therefore he held, the Tan of this Braisa held, that a person is allowed to eat a snack from these figs. A second Chiddush is that Uma'asrin Demai, is that you have to take off Meiser like Demai. Demai is any produce that's bought from an Am Aretz. It's a conjunction of the words Demai, what is this? Being that we don't know if he took off Meiser. Truma, we assume he took off, because Truma is so easy, you just take off one little seed, Kapater, and a whole entire pile. So Truma, even an Am Aretz would take off. Meiser, Raiv Amea Aretz Ma'asr Meim, most of them do take off Meiser, but there's a good amount that do, and therefore Chazal made a Chiyev to take off Suffolk Meiser, Midaraisa it's not Chayev, Midaraisa Yavarov, but there's a Meiser the Rabbanon off produce which is bought from an Am Aretz. So says this Tana, first of all, you could snack from it. Chiddush number two is that you take off Meiser as Demai, you take off this the Rabbanon Meiser. And so that's the halacha. So now says the Gemara Shema Mina Tlas. From these two halachas, from these two psakim, you could really learn three chidushim. First of all, Shema Mina Mekach Ina Kevas El Bedaver Shnigmar Malachtoi. First of all, you see that a Mekach could only be Kevas Achiyev Shumas and Meisters on something which was Nigmar Malachtoi. This being that it wasn't Nigmar Malachtoi, that's why the Mekach was not Kevas Achiyev. Ushma Mina Raiv Ami Aretz Ma'asrenin. You also see from this Tana that he agrees to the fact that most Amaratzim do take off Meiser, and therefore Midaraisa, if you buy produce from an Amaretz, you're not chayev to take off Meiser. It's only a Meiser de Rabbanan, it's a Meiser known as Demai, because Rav Amaretz Masrenin. Which maminon, the third chiddush is that ma'asrin demay ma'ami ha'aretz afilu b'davar shel nigmar malachtei. This is a big chiddush. This is that this produce that this person bought, that Reuven bought from the Amaretz, it was not nigmar malachtei. So it wasn't really chayiv in Trumas and Meisers. So you would think for sure in this case where it wasn't yet really chayiv in Trumas and Meisers, why should we assume that the Amaretz took off Trumas and Meisers already? You see from this brisa that no, even on something which wasn't nigmar malachtei, we assume that the Amaretz is a zaris and he already took off his Trumas and Meisers, and therefore the Meiser that you still have to take off is only a Meiser of Demai. It's only this Darabanan Meiser. Because really we assume that the Amaretz took off Trumas and Meisers, again, even though it was a Nigmar Malachta. But the point is, was the first chiddush that you see that a mekach could only be kaivas achiv of trumas and meisers on something which was nigmar malachtei. So that was the fourth chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Ulaafuke mehadit tanan, and it was coming to be laafuke the following tana. The Mishnah says like this: Hamachlif peiro simcha veiro. Reuven and Shimon, they exchange fruits with each other. Let's say Reuven has grapes, Shimon has olives, and Reuven and Shimon they swap grapes and olives with each other. Zel leechol v'zel leechol. Each one was swapping it to eat it. Shimon wanted to eat the grapes that Reuven was giving him, and Reuven wanted to eat the olives that Shimon was giving him. Or zel liktzais or zel liktzais, or also in a case where both of them were swapping in order to lay them out to dry. Reuven wanted to make dried olives, and Shimon wanted to make some raisins. He wanted to dry the grape and make some raisins. Or zel achov zel liktzais, or even if they had different intentions, Reuven wanted to eat the olives and Shimon wanted to dry the grapes. In all of these cases, chayiv. In all these cases, the fact that they did a transaction, that they did a swap, so the mekach itself is kaivas achiv v'trumas and meisers. Now, when it was being swapped to dry, so that means it wasn't nigmara malachtei, because it's not yet dried. So you see from the Tanakhama of this Mishnah that he holds that a mekach could be kaiveya even on something which was not nigmara malachtei. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda Schoilek, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, le'echo chayiv liktzeis pater. If it was being swapped to eat it, so then it's chayiv, because then it's nigmar, and the mekach is kevas. But if it's liktzeis, if it's to dry, so then the mekach, so then it's not nigmar malachtoi, and mamela it's going to be pater from trumas and meisers midaraisa, because it's not nigmar malachtoi, and a mekach could only be kevas, a chayiv, on something which was nigmar malachtoi. So that was the fourth and final chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, and who he was coming to be lafuke hadron Allah hamevi. So now says the Mishnah, mashilin peiros derech aruba biyomtiv. A person, he has some fruit that were left out to dry on his roof, and let's assume that there's no issue of muksa. Let's say they're fully edible already; they're already dried. But he has these fruits on his roof, and then he looks outside on yomtiv and he sees that there are some rain clouds that are coming, and it looks like it's going to rain. Now, if it rains on these fruits, the fruits are going to get ruined. So the person, he wants to bring the fruits into his house. But now that's going to involve a certain level of tircha. To bring all of his fruits from the roof into the house is going to involve a certain level of tircha. Is that tircha mutter? So says the Mishnah that yes, mashilin peira is derech aruba biyamtif. If a person has a sunroof, so then all he has to do is he just opens up the roof and he just drops the fruit down into his dining room. So that's going to be mutter. And then he could lower all the fruits into his house on yamtif. Avulai b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, even if a person has this sunroof, a tircha shlo letzarich on Shabbos, that Shabbos is more chamer. They weren't matter this tircha on Shabbos. They were only matter on yamtif. A person's also allowed to cover fruits with kalim because there's a leak. If a person has a leak in his house, right into his kitchen, and there's some fruits that are there, and he doesn't want the water to spoil his fruits, so he could take a cloth, he could take some sort of clothing, he could take a bucket, a pot, and he could cover his fruits, and like that he'll protect his fruits. V'chein, and this is a heter on yamtef. V'chein kadi yayin v'kadi shemen. Also, a person's allowed to cover his barrel of wine or oil. Also, he doesn't want the water to get on it, and he wants to cover it. That's going to be mutter on yamtef. And we'll see the details about this in the Gemara. V'naisnin kli tachas adelef b'Shabbos. Another heter is that on Shabbos, this heter is even for Shabbos, that if a person has a leak in his house, so he's allowed to take a bucket and put it by the leak so that the water all goes into the bucket. That's mutter even on Shabbos, kol shekein on yamtif. And again, we'll discuss everything in the Gemara. So first, says the Gemara, the lashon the Mishnah used when it said that you could lower fruits into your kitchen or into your dining room through the sunroof is mashilin. So says the Gemara now that there are many different words that could be used which mean to lower. The Gemara is going to focus on, I believe, six different words that mean lowering. So says the Gemara, Itmar Rav Yehuda of Rav Nasan, Chad Tani Mashilin v'Chad Tani Mashchilin. One of them taught that the proper word in our Mishnah, which means to lower, is the word Mashilin, like we have. The other one taught it's the word Mashchilin, which will show how the word Mashchilin also means to lower. So now says the Gemara, Amr Mer Zutra, Mandatani Mashilin Loi Mishtabish, Umandatani Mashchilin Loi Mishtabish. The one who taught Mashilin is not mistaken. That's a proper word for lowering. And Mashchilin also, the one who taught Mashchilin is not making a mistake. Mandatani Mashilin Loi Mishtabish. First I'll prove it to you that Mashilin is a word that means lowering. Dechsev, like the Pasuk says, Ki Yishal Zeisecha. And it's referring to lowering. Yishal is a lashon of lowering. Umandatani Mashchilin loy mishtabish, and the one who says mashchilin is also not mistaken. That now we learned in the Mishnah when it comes to mum of a bechar, it says that a shachol v'akosol, these are two types of mumim, and the Mishnah describes that shachol is shenishmita yerechai. That shachol means that the thigh was dislocated and it fell. So you see that shachol mashchilin is a lashon of falling, of lowering. In kasol she'echa miarchaisav gavaya michaverta. Kasol means that one thigh is taller than the other. But the point is that shachol is a lashon of falling, is a lashon of lowering. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mandatani Mashirin loy mishtabish, Umandatani Mashchirin loy mishtabish, Umandatani Manshirin loy mishtabish. Three more words. Mashirin, oh, that's also a new word. Mashchirin and Manshirin. So says the Gemara, first Mashirin, the first one first. Mandatani Mashirin loy mishtabish. Did not we learn to the Mishnah that Rabbi Yishmael Aimer, Nazir lo yachof reishai, that the Nazir is not allowed to scrub his head by Adama using dirt, because it's going to cause his hair to fall out. The Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. So if he washes his hair using Adama, that's going to cause his hair to fall out. So you see from here that the word Meshir means to fall out, means to lower. So you see the one who taught Mashirin is Loi Mishtabish. Umandatani Mashchirin Loi Mishtabish. That now we learned in the Mishnah with regards to Tumas Kalim. It says, it describes two different Kalim, HaShechor VaZug. Shechor is a blade, and it's used to cut a person's hair. So you see also a Shechor, why is it called a Shechor? Because it's used to lower a person's hair, to cut a person's hair. So you see, Mashchirin is Loi Mishtabish, it's a lashon of lowering. But what does the Mishnah say? It says that HaShechor VaZug Shal Saparim, of a barber. So Afopi, Shenechluku, even if the razor, the shachar, or the zug, or the scissors, even if they split, and now it's two different blades, it's still mekabel tuma, they both still have a use, even when they're split. Fine, that's how halacha nechos tuma v'tayro. The ikar linyanenu is that you see, a razor is also called a shachar. Why is it called a shachar? Because it lowers one's hair, it cuts it. So you see, mashchirin is a lashon of lowering. Umandatani Manshirin loy mishtabish, the one who said Manshirin, he's also not mistaken. Manshirin is also a lashon of lowering. The Tanan, because we learned to them, like we see from the following Mishnah, it says that Misha Nashru Kalev B'mayim, it says a person whose clothing it got soaked in water, and the Gemara right now is assuming that Nashru is a lashon of fell into the water. His kalim is his shirt, his pants, it got soaked in the water, it fell into the water. So Mahalch Behem Veinu Chayshish, so to Halach and El Chashabes, that he's allowed to walk in them, he doesn't have to be concerned that people are going to think that he did the laundry. The point is that you see Manshirin is a lashon of lowering. Inami, or if you're not convinced from that raya that nashru means lowering, maybe their nashru really just means soaked. So we have another raya. Mehad itnan from the following Mishnah. It says, Ezehu leket. What is leket? Hanayshir b'shasakatsira. It's the grains that fall off during while a person was harvesting. That's the leket. So you see, nayshir, manshirin, is a lashon of falling, is a lashon of lowering. And so that's our fifth and final word that the Mishnah could be using as a way of describing a person who's lowering his fruits, derech aruba on Yom Tif, to protect the fruits from becoming spoiled from the rain.